WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The Gaza peace plan is holding, but there are already signs of strain. Israel is demanding Hamas release all of the bodies of dead hostages. Only four have been handed over. President Trump said today Hamas could be disarmed by force, violently if need be. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi with more.
There is still a lot of uncertainty over who will rule the Gaza Strip. Particularly, there's questions about the future of the Palestinian Authority, which will be remade under this Board of Peace.
Israel is threatening to cut the number of aid trucks entering Gaza by half. Jolien Vivek of Care Palestine says the aid is desperately needed now.
Because it's not just about the supplies, it's also about the destruction of the infrastructure. So we also need tools. We need machinery for the rubble to be removed. It's also about safe drinking water. We need fuel for the trucks. We need desalination units to clean the water to make sure it's safe for people to drink.
CBS News joined other news organizations today in declining to agree to new restrictions for journalists at the Pentagon. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was asked about the requirements today.
So you would think that the Pentagon press corps of all press corps would be front and center across the board on wanting to give credit to the president for forging this kind of peace, and instead what they want to talk about is a policy about them.
President Trump said Hegseth finds the press to be very disruptive in terms of world peace. There are no negotiations happening to end the government shutdown, which is hitting home now for many federal workers missing their paychecks, some permanently. Allison Keyes reports.
Standing with Democrats at a press conference, a fired FDA worker told reporters that her six-year-old son asked to sell 3D-printed Legos to help with their mortgage.
He knows that mommy is out of work, and we're worried about paying our bills, and he wants to help.
But House Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats are engaged in pure politics.
They're playing games while real Americans are being harmed.
So many Americans are confused about the government guidelines for COVID shots. It's leading to some of the lowest vaccination rates since the pandemic. Ira Katz owns a pharmacy in Atlanta.
I have never seen anything like this before, where there is such great confusion. People are conflicted as to, should I get it? Should I not get it? What do I need to do? This is a problem. It should not be that way.
Thousands of Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers went on strike this morning. Some motorists showing their support for the striking workers in California. On Wall Street at the closing bell, stocks were mixed. The NASDAQ was down 172. The Dow was higher by 200. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with a quick news update. A transit center makeover might pull into the station. Racine's Public Works Committee will meet tonight to discuss spending nearly $100,000 on upgrades to the transit center. The focus is on fixing leaks and structural issues to improve bus service and safety. The committee meeting starts at 5:30 tonight. Ascension, Wisconsin just announced a new agreement with UnitedHealthcare, ending a weeks-long contract dispute that left thousands of patients scrambling for care. Ascension hospitals in Racine County had been out of network for many UnitedHealthcare patients, causing higher costs and fewer options. According to a news release, the deal ensures that individuals and families with UnitedHealthcare coverage can continue receiving high-quality care at Ascension, Wisconsin hospitals, clinics, and outpatient facilities without disruption. WISN reports an email from Ascension says the deal is effective immediately. A legal group is urging the Wisconsin Supreme Court to revoke Michael Gableman's law license over ethics violations. The court will decide whether to impose the stronger sanction. Gableman admitted to multiple ethics violations tied to his work investigating the 2020 election. You'll save about a nickel a gallon if you fill up in Racine instead of Kenosha today. The average gas price today in Racine County is $2.60. Officials at Gas Buddy say the national average could drop below $3 per gallon for the first time in years. More than 40 states are seeing gas prices decline, and oil prices dropped below $60 per barrel at the end of last week. In the weeks ahead, it's possible a handful of stations in some states, including Wisconsin, could drop below $2 per gallon. That hasn't happened since the COVID-19 pandemic. The man involved in the federal case against Judge Hannah Dugan has pleaded no contest to state domestic violence charges. Eduardo Flores Ruiz entered an Alford plea, meaning he maintains innocence but agrees there's enough evidence to convict. He was sentenced to 9 months in jail and awaits federal sentencing. Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's trial begins in December. Ryan Braun will throw out the first pitch as the Brewers try to even the NLCS series against the Dodgers tonight. The game starts at 7:08. Pre-game starts on WRJN at 6:30. And that's the news. On WRJN, I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Game two in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and Dodgers tonight at American Family Field in the National League Championship. The Dodgers taking game one last night. Final score 2-1, but a crazy play in the fourth inning. The Brewers' Sal Frelick in center field. Dodgers slugger Max Muncy at the plate. Bases loaded. Brian Anderson with a call on TBS.
And Muncy skies one to center field. Hit well. This one's got a chance. Frelick going back to the wall. He leaps. It's in and out of his glove. Might have a play at the plate. The throw, not in time. He's out. He's out.
Frelick preventing a grand slam at the wall. The first 8-6-2 double play in baseball playoff history. Frelick after the game.
The ball kind of tipped off my glove, and then I just kind of saw it floating there, so I grabbed it and just fired it into Joey.
NBA, the Bucks hosting the Thunder tonight in Milwaukee in their final preseason game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Tuesday afternoon. A northeast breeze and highs in the mid-60s. Overnight, clouds will thicken up and showers become likely after midnight. Lows in the low to mid-50s. Showers ending on Wednesday. It's 60 at our studios.
Say goodnight. local news, Timeless Hits, Beach Boys, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. You've heard the term grumpy old man, right? In fact, there was a movie, Grumpy Old Man, wasn't there? Well, what age do you become grumpy? Apparently, it's 52. Being older than 52 is nothing to laugh about because that's the age when we start becoming grumpy, according to a survey. The poll found that those over 50 laughed far less than their younger counterparts and complained far more. And while infants laughed up to 300 times a day, that figure had fallen to an average of 6 laughs by teenage years and only 2.5 daily chuckles for those over 60. Men were also found to be grumpier than women, no doubt.
The Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. Could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Thought my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. Hey.
saw Marie, she went waving me goodbye. A hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Seal delivered on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We are less than 1 hour away now from another 5 o'clock class reunion. It's three great songs from one great year. And today we're going to feature the class of 1969. We're also going to relive some of the memories and big news stories of that year. So join us for the 5 o'clock class reunion just after the 5 p.m. news. And it's all brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax title license and doc fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship. During this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive, bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Can we listen? Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And now a song from a legend. He was the seventh son in a family of 12 children, born in a small town of Delight, Arkansas. Here's Glenn Campbell from 1968. It's Wichita Lineman on WRJN.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun. you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the whine and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. Need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all. Wichita lineman is still on the
lunch. empty cup is as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. Racine's transit system could be getting a refresh. The city's Public Works Committee meets tonight to discuss an engineering project. They want to spend nearly $100,000 to help upgrade the transit center, focusing on fixing leaks and structural issues. The work is part of a bigger effort to improve bus service and infrastructure in Racine. City officials believe these upgrades will support better, safer transportation for everyone. That meeting is at 5:30 tonight. You'll save about a nickel a gallon if you fill up in Racine instead of Kenosha today. The average gas price today in Racine County is $2.60. Officials at Gas Buddy say the national average could drop below $3 per gallon for the first time in years. More than 40 states are seeing gas prices decline, and oil prices dropped below $60 per barrel at the end of last week. In the weeks ahead, it's possible a handful of stations in some states, including Wisconsin, could drop below $2 per gallon. That hasn't happened since the COVID-19 pandemic. A southeastern Wisconsin police officer forced out over assault allegations is back in uniform in a different department. According to a report in the Badger Project, Andrew Sundstrom quit the Muskego Police Department last year after an internal report backed his ex-girlfriend's claim that he assaulted her. Prosecutors didn't charge him, and he insists the allegations are, quote, manufactured. His new boss in Burlington says he doesn't believe the woman's story and had no problem hiring him for the Water Patrol. Read more about the story on the Badger Project's website. Ryan Braun is tossing out the first pitch tonight. The Brewers look to even the National League Championship Series tonight as they welcome the Dodgers back to American Family Field. Game 2 starts at 7:08 with the Dodgers leading the series 1-0 after a close Game 1. Again, the ceremonial first pitch will be tossed out by Brewers legend Ryan Braun. Everyone in the ballpark will be getting special rally towels. Traffic impacts around the ballpark should be like yesterday, with lots opening up 3.5 hours before the game starts. Pre-game starts and WRJN at 6:30. And that's the news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime on WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Tuesday afternoon. A northeast breeze and highs in the mid-60s. Overnight, clouds will thicken up and showers become likely after midnight. Lows in the low to mid-50s. Showers ending on Wednesday. It's 60 at our studios.
Till you came in.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. I've got a weird question for you. Have you ever seen a ghost? Maybe you saw somebody flickering the lights on and off or something. Well, a Halloween study found that most people do have a stronger connection to the paranormal than one might think. Just over 60% of people admit to have seen a ghost in their lifetime. One in three people have either lived or stayed in a house that they felt was haunted.
Oh,
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I just ran across this story out of Mexico City where a naked guy broke into a home. He cooked and ate a meal. He took a shower and then left. I don't think they should post his picture in the post office. I think she posted on Tinder.
My baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line.
Thank you.
Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. And you know, our commitment to local news continues to grow. And along with our partnership with Racine County Eye, we've got a new on-air news anchor, Connie Fellman, you may have heard here on WRJN this afternoon. Now, Stuart J. Waddles still starts your day with local news you can depend on, but now Connie adds years of news experience to the afternoons right here on WRJN. So welcome, Connie.
The holiday season with a Motown Christmas. Featuring former members of the Miracles and the Contours and the memories of Motown's iconic artists. A Motown Christmas, Wednesday, November 12th at the Riverside Theater, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tickets available now at PabstTheaterGroup.com or by phone at 414-242-8200. A Motown Christmas presented by BP Productions.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Uma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business comm at uma.com/radio.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby. Down on my knees for you.
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5. Then it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today we feature the class of 1969. Keep it right here on WRJN.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo lived his home in Tucson, Arizona, or some California.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
We'll be right back. WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Hamas is returning the bodies of more deceased hostages, but Israel is angry that it hasn't received all of the remains. It's the first major snag in the peace plan for Gaza. Another could be disarming Hamas. The president today.
If they don't disarm, we will disarm them. And it'll happen quickly and perhaps violently.
CBS's Olivia Rinaldi at the White House.
Now we are entering what is essentially phase two of this agreement, which is the demilitarization of Hamas in the Gaza Strip, the reestablishment of a police force in that area for peacekeeping, and also the establishment of a new governing body.
In the meantime, Israel says it's limiting aid into Gaza, and Christian Cordon of the International Red Cross says the clock is ticking.
I think we're not yet there yet. We are clearly not yet there.
CBS News joined other news organizations today in declining to agree to the Pentagon's new rules for journalists. President Trump was asked about the new policy.
I find that when it comes to war, and now our great Department of War, we have some great people over there, I think it sort of, it bothers me to have soldiers and even, you know, high-ranking generals walking around with you guys on their sleeve, asking them, because they can make a mistake, and a mistake can be tried.